I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, December 14th. Quincy property taxes will rise by an average of $229 next year for the average residential property. The City Council approved the new tax rates for 2022 last night. Rates are actually declining. However, officials say residential property values are up 5%, leading to the tax increase. The average annual tax bill for homeowners will be just over $6,500. Quincy will be distributing almost 19,000 rapid at-home COVID-19 test kits soon. Quincy is one of 102 communities receiving the free test kits from the state. Health Commissioner Marley Casley says the kits will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, and he says he wants every city employee to receive a test kit. 92-year-old Cam Yu of Quincy expects to make a full recovery after being assaulted at the Quincy Center T station Friday afternoon. Police say 49-year-old Armando Hernandez of Boston shoved Yu to the ground in an unprovoked attack, leaving him with a head injury. Yu is being treated at South Shore Hospital. Hernandez faces assault charges. The Quincy Zoning Board will hold another hearing today regarding plans for a new apartment complex at the former Imperial Terrace restaurant on C Street. City Solicitor Jim Timmons and his son purchased the property and are proposing a 21-unit, four-story apartment building. Neighbors are concerned about traffic and parking. Today's virtual meeting is at 5:30. The Quincy College men's basketball team will take on Eastern Nazarene College Junior Varsity today in the finale of the two-game annual Jim Sheets Cup competition. Quincy College won the first game earlier this season. The game will be at Eastern Nazarene College at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, December 14th.